Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by
This is not creepy at all.
No, not at all. So, it may be early in the offseason, but the Bears wide receivers are already back to business. We caught up with Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffery in South Florida to hear more about their offseason workout.
Numbers don't lie. You know, I'm going on 9 years. What is it, like 7 or 8 years over 1,000 yards? That's not during the season. That happens in the offseason. You win your games in the offseason. You win your one-on-one matchups in the offseason. You know, then you get with your coaches and they start to shape what you already have. And, you know, you get together with your teammates and y'all get on the same page. But every guy needs to do their work in the offseason and maintain through the season.
So speaking of that, actually, Alshon,
yeah.
Why did you decide to sort of take Alshon under your wing? What kind of potential did you see in him that you wanted him down here working out with you?
Well, for Alshon, he was, you saw the potential. You saw how he swallowed the ball. You saw how smart he was. But he wasn't on the field. You know, he had some, he had some injuries and, you know, he had some opportunities in games when he was out there where he wasn't finishing. So we're like, we need this guy. If we want to be successful here, if we want to win championships, we need this guy. He's a big part of, you know, this whole thing.
The best duo in the business. Best duo in the business.
So for me, my philosophy is, like I said, you win your one-on-one matchups, you catch those balls, you overcome that scare, that injury scare in your off season. So it's important that you train not only from a performance standpoint, but also to protect yourself from injury. So I grabbed Alshon during his first season. I said, hey, bro, I don't care what you have planned, but in the offseason, you're coming down with me. So that was my part. The rest was all Alshon. He came down here, he put in the work. So you get what you put in. You know, this guy came down, he left at 219 pounds, 8% body fat, and he's been a beast since.
I'm the fastest, you know what I mean? Hey. As of last year, I'm the fastest, you know, because I got the longest touchdown. As of last year.
I will give him that. Let me use your mic. I will give him that. But I didn't have an offseason to train like I wanted to. Now I get to January, February, March, April, and beyond. He will not be faster than me.
Hey, numbers don't lie.
Brandon said that your body's like your own corporation. Do you kind of see that, like how your body's like your own business?
It is. That's the only tool. You got to treat your body right. You got to take care of it. Not only for playing sports, but in life in general.
Talk about the focus it takes to come down here, though, and just the discipline. You got to be really dedicated during the offseason. People don't understand. You know, they think it's just during the season. They see you working on the field, they don't know what it takes in the off season.
The season really begins in the off season. So when you come to the season, it'll be a lot easier. But you gotta put in that work in the off season.
Woo, this is gonna be big, baby. Help me with a lift off. 3, 2, 1.
My thing is, I always thought that if you wanna be great, even when you get to the top, it's always something that you always can reach. So you just can't be complacent about being at the top. You just always got to get better. It's always something extra that you always can do. You just got to keep going.
Being in Glendale, Arizona, anything else is a failure. Vision title, none of that means nothing. You don't win that ring.
I want to have a special season. I want to be like, that's high standards, but every time I hear people talk about Chicago Bears football, they talk about the 85 Bears, so I want someone to talk about the 2014 Chicago Bears, just like they talk about the 85 Bears.
We will win Super Bowls here. You know, we will, you know, have success. But what's also cool is, you know, that feeling of being 8-8 last year and, you know, watching the Super Bowl on my couch, you know, thinking, man, we could be that team, you know, and getting up the next day like, all right, I'm hungry. You know, more. Ah!
Glendale, Arizona, here we come this year, baby. Bear down.
I had a chance to go down and work out with those guys, and they do an amazing job. But the thing is, I came in.
You came to bite your boy?
I mean, sometimes it's like Hercules,
Greek
gods.
Miami.
We show up, I mean, I like it too. It's boring though. Brandon has a nice house though, except for it hurt my knees because everything is marble. Like, dude, I need.
Oh, that's ballerific.
And then I walked into his house, right? And I felt like I needed to put on one of those hospital gowns because I just felt like I was too dirty to walk. I'm like, dude, where am I sleeping? And do I need to bring some extra clothes in? I'm like, bro, I'm over here moving. Plus, everything in his house, he doesn't know how to work. I had to teach him how to do it.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
hey, invite your boy, man.
Fist speed is awesome. Fist speed is awesome.
I run fast.
But you know what else?
We're running fast to break right now.
Right now, we're running fast to break.
Yeah.